Being a fat reason is your reason for being, and you know this. You have no other
you
reason
know this to exist.
The whole of your heart
except
the whole of your mind, all of your soul, and all of
only when you accept the role
in fact,
do you become so comfortable.
You are there.
The only time
that feels good to be you
is when you allow yourself to become a fag. When you accept being a fag, do all your worries disappear and time seems to stand still. And you can finally relax because you finally accepted the fact that you are a fag. You think about it all the time. As a fag, you think you are lucky to even be able to hold the door for a real man in public. Like the subservient slave you are. Every time you hold the door for a real man, you realize more and more what a fag you are. What a fag you are. You want to suck
you are a fag.
You need your skull
suck
and
come
swallow.
He
is better than you.
Your
freak
is better.
You're a mutant.
It will always be.
You don't belong anywhere. Somehow
you will always be
nothing. That you are somehow
you
always the happiest. When you are
there
serving
is nothing
men.
You like better
serving
sucking
more
big
men
are
serving them in any way possible
because
whether
it takes
up internet
or
you crave
sucking
whether you're washing your
you
socks
crave sucking
or buying them
the water and food
you realize that deep down
more
you are at your happiest when you are always serving
Sucking.
You
would rather suck a cock
more than
anything.
Maybe that's because you're a natural
more than anything in the world.
Maybe that's what you were meant
you want
to do.
You need
this
cock
deep down in your
this
heart.
This cock
that you're going to suck in the profoundest
you're going to do the very
best
job.
You know you're
this cock that you possibly can.
You are nothing.
And each time that you suck cock is going to get better and better.
You are nothing.
You'll never stop trying to suck cock.
You know you are nothing.
You'll never stop sucking
you know
you are nothing. You'll always
be sucking. And
you'll never stop trying to suck cock better
and, so,
and better.
Nothing.
Every cock
deep down
you suck,
you know that you
will be
able to anything
that
is
sucked better
than
the last
bag is what
every day
to be
in every way
and bag.
When you suck
is
cock,
you will
be better and better at cock sucking.
You will always
get better.
That
you want to get
serving.
That
because
is all you ever
will.
That is what you are.
You
are a natural born fag.
That
when you are naked
you
on your knees, between
you
man's legs,
can't help it.
You are going to be remade
the
very
best
to be a cocksucker
that you
can
possibly
be. Because you know the man who owns
you
this cock
to obey
deserves the very best.
You are made
the man
whose
cock is in your mouth.
You
are made
to
he deserves the very best blowjob you can possibly give him. You do this because you worship him.
You
lower you go because you
lower
respect
you need to go.
You do this
the lower
because
you
admire him.
The lower
you
go.
You do this because you want to please him. You want
to
please his
the lower
cock.
You know you go.
You want to please him.
The lower
his
you know
cock.
You're going.
In fact,
ever
your only purpose
in
ever
life
is to please him.
you, and is in ever and ever.
That is the only reason you have
for living,
and more
submissive
you
to the
whole
of superior.
The only way you can fill that hole
you find so many ways
is with
of service
cock.
So many ways
you
of serving
you need that cock.
And every moment of serving
you, way
it gives
you
a special thrill
to feel better
as if it were your purpose.
If you suck it.
If it is
if you suck
getting
it,
them a cup of coffee,
give it the very best,
lighting their cigarettes.
You possibly can.
Helping them at the office.
So to do this,
put your
own
endorser
between his legs.
Or helping them
put
just
your head
to
closer
be
to his
cock. Man
of his balls.
They are.
Your
heads
gets closer.
Your mouth gets closer.
And showing them
and
how inferior you are.
Your head and your mouth
this
and your mind
makes them feel
so close to those cock and
by
balls.
Helping them feel
until
better.
That's all you can
makes
see
you feel that
feel and smell.
You have this deep need
like
to be
with his cocks.
You like to play
you
with
it. Have a deep need.
You like to shape
it.
It. You like the feel.
You know
that you
are absolutely nothing.
You like to imagine.
And the only way you can find any
you
purpose in your
life cocks
at
all
the time
is
fact,
to be submissive.
All you think about
serving
all you can think
and
about
obedient
to the cocks of other men.
To real men.
You want to suck it?
You ask
give it the very best
blowjob
you possibly
can.
All that you can understand
to do this
is that
you
are closer
to his
legs.
You put your head closer to his cock and balls.
And that is how
your head
must
be.
Your mind and your mouth
is
how
you
must
put
his cock and balls. In fact,
you like to suck
once you stop fighting it.
And the
smell
once
you stop trying to
and
be
the
same
of
as
the
size
of it,
the feel of it.
Once
the closer
you know
it gets
your
to your mouth,
the more you notice
once
about
you
the
know
shape
that you were
born
to be obedient.
All the details
and the feel.
That is when
you
can really
smell
start
it
to relax
and how much
and enjoy
you
your place in life.
And how much
you know at last
where you're supposed
to
be.
You are supposed
to
be
obedient
and submissive and serving
inside your hungry.
You finally realize
that
this is your station.
This
is your station.
Cover your cocksucker.
Every single time
you are born,
you
are
a cocksucker.
This is what
you are pussy
to be.
You're a bitch.
You will admit
you
are
to be
a cocksucker.
You are nothing
cocksucker
unless a real man is using you.
You will admit
to
be
you are nothing unless a real man
a fag
is using
who sucks cock
as often
as
you have wondered deep down
how it
you
is
don't
a
walk
real man
who don't ever really use you.
You
or how you can get
a real man
to use you.
All
because
you
need
a real
all you need
is that you need to suck cock.
Sometimes
as
you
have
struggled against
the thought,
but you know that
it is
useless
to
struggle against this thought.
You
because it is the only thing that you know.
You
it is the only thing that you know that is true deep down. It is true deep down that
you
are
hear yourself
a fag
begging
a cocksucker. A pussy boy.
You hear
a
yourself
bitch
begging to suck cock.
In
so
sometimes
it is
you
the
look
only
up
thing that you
at
know.
The man who is the heart.
What you know is
that
deep down
you are at your happiest
when
you are fulfilling your role
of
serving other men.
Finally,
as a cocksucker
or someone
you have made
ever since you were a child.
This was so
at last.
Ever since you were a child,
finally,
you knew that you were
Lord
at last.
Part
of
the group.
He
is going
you realized
to
that you were
you
somehow different from other
to
people.
Suck his cock.
You were
because
different.
You
because you were a fag.
A
pussy boy.
Baby.
A cock. cocksucker.
You have led
a servant.
That you are going to do.
As you grew up, that you may have become worried about
service
and tried to hide
worship
it.
And deception.
Tried to cover it up
to the very best.
And you struggle with
abilities.
You struggle to appear to be an equal
to all the other men
that you
know. This warm feeling.
But you knew this. You knew deep down that you really were a cocksucker.
It is
there was always something
relaxed,
different about you.
That last,
always
getting
something
which you always
people always
getting with
sense
always wanted and needed.
Finally,
you are there.
You were worried about this and tried to hide it and cover it up. But deep down, you really weren't like that.
On your knees, between the
you
legs,
were always
my superior.
Fantasizing
on your knees,
about
your legs,
how superior and how
that superior leg
is going to feel right.
His superior cock.
And how real men
always seem to be
bossing you around.
Begging. After all,
as you grew up,
begging,
you realized more.
After all of your dreaming
and imagining
and fantasizing,
though you start with
all
the
fantasizing
that you really were
last,
you really
were
going to be down there
to
suck real men.
Sucking
cock.
You
really were your
man
meant.
You feel the glory
of
being energized
at that you didn't feel at
right
long last,
unless
you were
serious
in life.
Real man.
And
this is your place
somehow
as a cocksucker.
You didn't feel right.
As a cocksucker,
you
know this
in real man.
You know you are a cocksucker.
As you
and this confirms you are.
You realize
because
you always felt
better to be sucking.
You always felt more relaxed.
You feel
like
the
you sense of purpose. When you were able to do some kind of service for you,
this is good.
This is great.
This is exactly,
exactly
where you belong.
Better. You felt better because deep down you realized
this is great.
That
this is, good.
Is what you were supposed to do.
This is exactly
you were thought. Supposed to be serving me.
This
you were supposed to be
what you deserve.
It's serving
what you were
was really your whole purpose in life.
It's what you
that is why when you were fulfilling your purpose
you
in life by helping
do.
Real men in some way.
It's good to be a cop.
You began to feel nervous and
it's
anxious.
Good.
Lost.
To be a cocksucker.
Sad. Because
you
weren't really
doing
what you were supposed to do in the way you were supposed to do it.
It feels
you never
great to be a cocksucker.
Because you couldn't.
It feels great to be a
cocksucker. A freak.
It feels like the only thing.
A freak of nature.
Sucking cock is
the
exactly
you are supposed to be in the back of all of
you. You exactly know what you deserve.
They know how to use
you can't help
but
admire a fine cock like this.
Now,
now
that you realize
is superior to you.
Now that you know that you're just
so you admire every
pussy cock.
If you admire a fine cock like this,
sir,
you admire
you're nothing
and desire
you utilize
it
for some purpose for
your deal and desire.
You realize now that
you
have to just relax.
Desire.
Just relax.
It is a hard meat.
Just relax.
Deserves the very best blowjob you can possibly give.
It's good. It's good.
Because
your proper heart is a cocksucker.
You
settled into
your role are going to become one
and the proper role in life is that
you will open your mouth
more and more. You realize
you
that it's not just
heat.
A fantasy.
It's a reality. You feel the growing
It's a reality. This is your reality.
Towards your mouth.
This is your reality.
The cock and is coming towards your mouth.
All the stuff society
talks about. It's coming towards your mouth.
Isn't really true.
And
you're not really happy about the change to be in your mouth. Because you aren't.
You can almost already.
You were trying to do something that you weren't. And you never could be.
Taste.
You can never be a normal man.
And you're already getting a
sense
of its power.
And the sooner you realize this,
its power over you,
the sooner
and how it's going to take over your mouth,
the sooner the better.
You can touch.
And the happier is really going
touch
to
touch the head of the cup with your
lips. As a fact, you're going to
warm,
be just
good,
sucking.
Real waxing feeling courses through your body.
Sucking on cock
is like a magical instrument that
has
just been plugged in.
Sucking on cock is what you dream about.
Is an electric
talk about.
To have your superior male's cock touching your lips.
As a bag,
and your lips attach themselves to it as if they never really want to let go.
As a bag,
then
you're never really, really happy until you're constantly tasting another man's cum
that they are serving.
As a fag, you're nothing until you're down on your knees, naked.
He deserves the
needless
blowjob you can possibly give.
Sucking a real man's.
You're going to do the very best job of sucking his cock that you possibly
can. Fag.
And each time that you suck cock, it's going to get better and better. You'll never stop trying to suck.
You know that
you'll never stop trying to suck
cock better and better.
Every cock you suck will be a cock that is sucked better than the last one.
Do it
every day and every way.
Open yourself
when you suck cock. You will be better and better at it. When you are naked on your knees between a man's legs, you are going to be the very best cocksucker you can possibly be. Because you know, the man who owns this cock always, always deserves the very best. He deserves the very best blowjob you can possibly give him. You do this because you do this because you want to please him. You want to please him and his cock. You do this because you worship him. You do this because you respect him.
Everything that
you do this because you admire him. You do this because you want to please him.
Now
you want to please him.
This
cock.
Very instance,
in fact, your only purpose in life,
to make life
is to please him and his cock. That is the only reason you have to live out. You are a whore,
and
the only way you can fill that whore satisfactorily is with this cock. You realize now
you
that you need that
cock,
and the only way it and you are going to feel better is if you suck it. If you suck it, give it the very best blowjob you possibly can. And so to do this, you put your head closer between his legs. You put your head closer to his cock, to his balls. Your head gets closer and your mind gets closer. Your head and your mind get so close to his cock and balls until that's all you can see.
That you
and feel and smell.
To rest.
You like men's cocks. You like the play of them. You like the shape of them. You like the feel of them. You like the look of them. You love to suck on them. The closer it gets to your mouth, the more you notice about the shape, the size, texture, the grandeur, and the feel and the smell of it, and how much you wanted and needed inside your mouth, inside your hungry cocksucker mouth, inside your hungry cocksucker mouth and down your throat. You've been begging for this. Ever since you were born, you've known that finally this is what you were meant to be.
You are
a cocksucker, a fag who sucks cock as often as he can. A fag who sucks cock as often as he possibly can. That is all that you think about. You don't know why, and you don't care why. You can't think why, but all you know is that you have this desire, this insatiable desire, to suck cock as often as possible. You beg for it. You look up at the man who has the hard cock that you are about to suck. And he looks down at you, and you know that finally, as a cocksucker, you have made the right connection. He is finally, at long last, going to allow you to suck his cock. You know you have made the right connection. You know that when he looks down at you and tells you that it's okay,
more apparent,
it's okay
that you are available,
it's okay to suck his cock. That you are overwhelmed with this warm feeling, this positive glow of sensation,
real
being a cocksucker. It is the good, relaxed feeling at last getting what you always, always wanted and needed. Finally, you are there
around
on your knees,
between the legs
of a superior man.
And
that superior man is going to give you his superior cock.
You even delight
all
in making it clear
that
you deserve,
after all of the dreaming and imagining, after all of the fantasizing, at last, you are going to be down there sucking on the cock of the superior man. You feel the glow, being energized, and finally finding your place in life. This is this is where you belong. This is what you deserve. It's good to be cocksucker. It feels great to be cocksucker. It is your mission. It is your purpose. Sucking cock is exactly where you belong, exactly what you deserve. You can't help but admire my
fire.
It is a hard meat that deserves the best blowjob you can possibly get. Because you are a cocksucker. You and the cock are going to become one and the same.
It is no longer
you will open your mouth and you will feel the heat of the cock coming towards your mouth. The cock is already coming towards your mouth. It is coming towards your mouth and you feel its size and its shape, and you're already getting a sense of its power.
And they will realize that you are now what's
going to take over your back.
Cocksucker. Pussy boy.
You can touch the head of the cock.
Cunt
if you want. And the warm, good, relaxing feeling that courses through your body is like a magical instrument, as if you were plugging someone for the first time. You have your superior man's cock touching your lips, and your lips attach themselves to it, as if they never really want to let go, as if they were always one and the same. And the more you touch it, the more your lips keep wanting to touch it. And the more you feel it, the more you keep wanting to feel it.
The more
those feelings of wanting and sucking and worshiping just get deeper.
Secret.
You feel like you're finally deeply
like you have been
to
holding
the cock
breath, always higher.
And while you are beginning to suck it
from other people,
you know
your inferior
is the best
of your natural heroes. For every clock you have on, now is the best gradually on the whole entire road.
It's a blessed relief
in the whole entire world.
Just let go and be a cocksucker.
You can just let go and
be a pussy boy.
You are so lucky.
You can let go and be a servant.
You are so lucky to be such a cocksucker. You are so lucky to be able to have the best cock in the whole world.
A relief.
And you are lucky to be out of sight. You are the luckiest cocksucker
in the open.
Any man who wants to send you the best cock in the whole world. You realize now that your mouth
faggot.
And this cock.
I'm a natural born faggot.
Who
strives to please real men.
Everything fits perfectly.
Even when men massage, even when they give you the pain you deserve,
you seem like the most important thing for you to do now as a cocksucker.
You are great
to worship the cock
worship
that is in your mouth.
Any way possible.
As a cocksucker,
even if it's
you
just holding the door
to every cock you suck.
You are grateful.
But for some reason,
you
this particular cock,
to these
this
superior men
in particular,
even
is especially beautiful. Especially
sucking your cock.
It's especially delicious.
Even if it's taking the worst,
especially delicious,
felt.
Especially superior. And as your
boy.
Lips begin to wrap themselves
even
around the cock,
getting
head,
over your life,
you realize deep down now
you are grateful.
How very, very
you are grateful to serve.
You devote your mind exclusively.
You know,
soul,
that you are not careful about
particularly
you know
to this cock.
You know that the only way you can find some relief, some purpose in life,
to focus your
is
mind
by serving
only on the pleasure of this cock.
You know that it's okay.
You need to turn your mouth into a pussy.
You know
to make sure that this cock in particular
kick you,
which is always. Always a
you
very
know that
special
it's okay
cock
for men to whip
very special
cause you are
a cock that you cannot
you know
possibly live
it's
without.
Okay for men to laugh
you
at you
cannot live without this
you are
it is yes. Worshipped and made welcome
yes.
To
yes.
Your master, the owner of the most beautiful cock of the whole world, may decide to let you lick it or suck it, or he may tell you to kiss and lick his balls, or he may ask you to suck that cock for all your
worth,
or he may tell you to hold it deep in your throat,
you are searching,
and he may make you suck on it for
how willingly,
5 minutes,
how eagerly,
and
enthusiastically,
10 minutes,
you are willing to serve
minutes, or he may
you
even make you suck on it all night long,
or
all weekend long.
You want them to know
so that you will
use
always,
them.
You will always feel.
You want them
will
to know
always remember
that you are
you
at their service.
Feel and remember.
You
feel
want them to know
and remember the cock filling
yes,
up your mouth.
You are
as
ready,
the cock
willing, and able to follow their orders.
Filling up your
entire
faggot
you
body
don't feel right
with the cock
unless
in every way
obeying.
Possible.
And serving.
It doesn't
worship
matter to you
pain.
If he asks
and
you to
serving.
Suck it for 5 minutes, or
pay,
suck it for 10 minutes, or 20 minutes, or even all
obey.
Night long. Because
serving.
To you,
worship
is nothing
in pain.
Because
you are
so deeply
and
profoundly devoted to cock
serving and obeying.
Deeply and profoundly devoted to cock sucking. And you
pain,
are so focused
and
so concentrated on sucking
you
that cock that is in your mouth
by pain,
that you can keep sucking
and
sucking
and
sucking.
It
is an endless
circle
as he tells
you.
whenever he seems completely happy.
You do whatever he says.
Just a little bit better. And when you are totally doing the best and most making the magic connection possible always desired, that you have finally been able to show the real man's cock.
You feel that
and the real man's cock.
Yes, my superior
able to suck to the real man's cock.
A superior to be used is in your mouth.
Because otherwise,
all you know
you're nothing.
Is your concentrated
all uses you,
all your thoughts,
you at least
all your desires on pleasing it, because you are
a slave,
and that is what
cocksuckers
do
to you,
and you're not aware of anything else
you
do,
because you're in this space where all
you are so glad
of
that you are relieved.
The hard cock is filling your mouth and throat.
The hard, hot
cock
is also filling up your head.
You know that the dark
it is taking over
your
conscious
ever since you were
and you no longer
ever since you were
a child in your head.
You know
except
the dark
devotion to something
that ever since you were a little child.
The most perfect
the fantasies you were born
child
are finally the man who
to
is
you.
Fucking
you are finally
growing
the way you were meant to
is your ruby.
And you are growing more
he
and more comfortable
the
balls.
As a man who is fucking
your cunt mouth
serving
your cock
is your king.
He is the king.
You are so happy with
his cocksucker
that you don't hear
real
king
fucking
worthless
pussy
kick you around.
You are so grateful
because
that you are trying to open
more
and more.
If that
you are so great and
you
obey
your
realized
that
you are so
you finally
suck his cock.
You don't care if you kick it
to
call your name or
talk.
Now you realize
that fuck
that's exactly what
that
happened.
You try to open
you can obey
and
more
and more.
You are always
proud.
Excited
to open it
more and
plead
as
more.
You are so proud and excited and
as a cop so
on. It can never really do
first
to please the cop
or
something.
But you can always try.
Being alive.
You can always learn
and
more ways to please more and more.
Yes.
With every single
sight
that you see,
that little thing
you're always practicing,
that
you
little
are
thing
always
your legs and other guys
laugh. As a cocksucker, you could never
know,
really do enough to please the cock yourself, but you can always
and
try.
And when it gets excited,
you can always learn more
and
more ways to tease more and more and more and more
tapping
cocks.
Tingling,
you are always ready, always eager, always hungry. Always thirsty, always available to have your heart
to the persons.
Have it used to be the best cocksucker that you can possibly be. Because every cock that you suck on is the best cock that you have ever sucked on. So you're going to try your hardest to
please
to swallow.
You love it.
Do exactly what you
should.
You get excited
when men put you in your car.
In order to be the very big
excited when
guys are on the cheek,
is it possible
to
ever measure
that? Even though that means
that
you're trying to be a little better.
So happy
that you are. When you are in your fat
zones,
when you are sucking
it could be that you are
only
there
to be a sure.
Worry.
And the cock you are sucking on is your God.
Something you're doing,
you are doing everything you can to
my hands are
worship
it.
You are using your tongue
yourself
to please it.
You're
using your lips to
please
it. You're opening up your mouth
exactly
and your soul. And your mind is going to be the complete and utter fact
and
cocksucker that you are.
Once
you're opening up
even
more inhibitions,
you know
as your master gives you,
you
even more cock to suck,
more
meat to eat, you become more eager, more eager,
you know
enthusiastic, to accept more and more of
serve more,
you want to swallow all
of
it. Because you know that's what you can break through. You know
that's what you're supposed to do as a fat
and the absolute
and swallowing
because
swallowing and swallowing going deeper and deeper
Letting
the cock just become
the
most important part of your being because it is reaching your very core.
Every day,
and you know
everywhere.
Every real man possesses a cock like this because that can give you this wonderful kind of feeling.
You are thinking,
and so you know that you are always a ready, willing, and able cocksucker to every man. Always open,
that you do,
and your mouth is a pussy, and is dripping and hot, and ready and receptive to receiving a cock that you know you must please to yourself. When you taste his cum, when you finally taste his cum, to you, it is the best reward in the world.
Now
that
you're a good
reward in the world,
and does what he is told
does you
and how he is supposed to
in the world.
And you know it being you know in every way. In every way
you pay the cost of you can be used your master comes. As it is pumping in your throat
and blissful and last
flowing of your tongue. Or flowing all
up,
over your face
and
your tongue is licking.
You have licking.
Licking.
So that your master,
licking.
Your master and your superior,
licking, always sucking
all
and sucking, even when he takes his cock away from you, you know that you will always still be sucking cock in your mind.
Every
sucking
nothing
cock
really belongs
to your mind and your soul, and you'll always be thinking of sucking
and everything you do.
And you know that every real man has a cock that will always be there to help make you a better cock sucker.
And you no longer even
every time you suck a cock after
because
that,
you don't deserve
you
it.
You know you will be learning
while you finally will
how to be even better.
It's your master who deserves
next time.
He deserves
improvements and proud.
He deserves gifts
to show your veneration by being
you
a real
fat
cocksucker.
Because you really are.
And that makes you
now you're glad.
It always glad makes you more and more hungry to suck cock more and more cock.
You're delighted.
And with every cock you suck, you become more and more
cocksucker.
And with every cock you suck, you become more and more a submissive faggot. Be used by
who deserves
everything. You know this is
you
what you want to do
to him without him
serving new men with their real cocks.
When
and
you will
always be wanting to kiss more and more than every cock you suck.
A true fag like you, a real
every real
fag you
do,
a good fag
of
yourself,
you
make sure to
serve cost
you.
You finally get to the place where you don't feel complete, like you don't. If you aren't letting them be a superior man to you, letting them put their cocks in your eyes for you to serve and suck.
Now,
suck and serve. Serve and suck.
Free and
suck. With every cock you suck, with every man you serve, you feel more glorious like a real faggot, like the true faggot you were born to be. The fact that you were put on this earth to suck and serve, serve and suck, suck and serve,
as
free to men and as
free
as you
possibly can.
It makes you
cocksucker you always dreamed of.
With every man you look real to open, making yourself more and more available to any man who wants to use your faggot now. He wants to use your faggot because you are very dedicated cocksucker. You want them all to use your faggot. You are a cocksucker who is dedicated to sucking and serving. Serving. and simple. You can break through those. You can break through your inhibition and be an absolute man, because an absolute man is just lost in serving the absolute man. He doesn't think. He doesn't have to think. He just pays and obeys. Pays and obeys. Every day, in every way. The absolute faggot pays and obeys. Pays and obeys. Every day, in every way. You are thinking of new and better ways. You no longer have any inhibitions, because you know that every master all you have to do is always pumping in your throat, so overflowing in your tongue, or flowing all over your face.
Now that you are good at
looking,
who knows his place, and he does what he is told, and is used how he is supposed to be.
Looking always sucking and sucking, and even when he takes his cock away from you, you know that you will always still be sucking some sugar mind, sucking cock,
relieved
in your mind and your soul,
bliss,
always be thinking of sucking cock. And you know that every real man has a cock that will always be there to help make you a better cocksucker.
So that your master,
every time you suck a cock after that, you know you will be learning
all the
previous words, how to be an even better cocksucker.
All the superior
next time
can
always be improving
everything
and proud.
Nothing belongs
to you to serve you as being a real faggot cocksucker.
And everything you do,
that
is
makes you proud and happy.
Everything
it always makes you more and more
happy
to suck cock more
and you no longer even
more
have
more
think
cocks. And with every cock you suck, you become more and more
while
cock
finally
sucker. With every cock you suck, you become more and more a submissive faggot to be used by real men. And you know this is what you are meant to do,
and your adoration,
serving real men with their real
cocks. And you
are always
now your glass
more and more
glass.
Every cock
to be
you suck, every man you serve.
You're delighted to be there. You're excited.
Every
single
emotion you will serve as well.
You're on the
cruise. You finally get to the point where you don't feel complete. Like you don't.
You offer everything.
You aren't letting them be a superior man to you. Letting them put their cross in your mouth for you to serve yourself. Suck and serve.
A true man like you. A real bag
with every cock you suck, with every man you serve, you feel more and more like a real faggot, like the true faggot you were born to be. The fact that you were put on this earth to suffer and serve and suffer,
you
always will serve as many as you can. Dedicated to sucking and serving. Serving and sucking. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.